The large caliph sat on his lofty throne, drinking from a goblet of wine. Next to him stood his trusted vizier, a corrupt man. Soldiers in matching uniforms surrounded them, guarding the palace. The vizier, the advisor of the caliph, leaned in and whispered into the caliph's ear.
Mutawakkil, my master. I have heard that there are weapons and money in Imam al-Hadi's house. Lots of money. He is definitely planning something against you.
Mutawakkil, the evil caliph of Samarra, was very upset. He pounded his fist against his throne and shouted to the commander of his army,
Go to the house of Imam al-Hadi right this instant. Search his home and bring me all of his coins and weapons. Leave nothing untouched. I want everything he has. Bring it all here.
The vizier laughed under his breath, happy to see the mischief he was creating. The commander, however, was very worried.
But my master, it's the middle of the night.
Mutawakkil replied,
Don't you dare question me. Do as I say. Go now.
The commander and his soldiers bowed and left to capture the imam. Mutawakkil returned to his throne and murmured, He's trying to keep money from me? He? Well, we'll see about that. He then tipped back his goblet and took a big gulp of wine. The soldiers of the caliph rushed to invade the house of Imam al-Hadi. One of the soldiers even climbed on top of the imam's house, but because it was very dark, he couldn't see anything below him. The soldier didn't have the courage to jump off from the roof. He was too afraid he would fail. Suddenly, he heard a kind voice coming from inside the house. Wait, my child, wait. Let me bring you a lantern. The voice belongs to Imam al-Hadi. He had heard stomping and voices outside his home while he was offering his night prayers and dua. With the light from the lantern, the soldier was able to jump down safely and barge into the imam's house with the rest of the army. The soldiers searched all over the imam's room, but only found a small bag of coins and an old sword. The soldiers arrested the imam and took him to the palace. Back in the palace, the vizier was laughing, happy to see the imam arrested. The commander came forward to Mutawakkil and handed him the old sword and bag of coins. My master, all we found were these coins and a sword. All of a sudden, the caliph noticed a familiar stamp on the bag of coins. It was the special stamp that belonged to his mother. He turned towards the imam and demanded,
What are these coins doing with you?
This bag belongs to my mother. Did you steal this from her? Mutawakkil ordered that his mother be brought to the court immediately, even though it was the middle of the night. When Mutawakkil's mother entered the court, he immediately asked her why Imam al-Hadi had her coins. She softly replied, Remember that time when you were very sick? I made a promise to Allah that if you became better, I would give 10,000 gold coins to the Imam. Alhamdulillah, you became better and I gave Imam al-Hadi the coins as promised. Mutawakkil was very angry. He turned to his vizier and whispered, You told me there were a lot of money and weapons that were gathered against me. What happened? Where are they?
The vizier hung his head in shame and embarrassment.
The caliph didn't want to show that he was defeated. He quickly drank the rest of his wine and filled up his cup again. He rose from his throne and stumbled towards the imam, drunk. With a laugh, he brought up his wine glass as if to make a toast and said,
Here, drink this. I invite you to stay and join my party.
Have fun and be happy just like the rest of us.
The imam was very upset by the caliph's actions. In a firm voice, he said,
Never! I swear by Allah that my entire body, even my flesh and blood, have never mixed with alcohol and find it disgusting.
After hearing these words, Mutawakkil became angry. He tried embarrassing the imam again by teasing him. In a mocking voice, he said,
Okay, if you do not want to drink, why don't you sing for us instead? You can at least do that, right?
When the Imam did not respond, Mutawakkil continued to taunt the Imam.
Come on, what's the problem? Let's hear you now.
The Imam looked around and noticed that everyone around him was drinking wine and laughing. He felt sad seeing this kind of behavior from people who called themselves believers. Finally, he said, "Believers, do not sing the type of songs that you like to hear. But I will recite a poem instead to remind you of Allah." The Imam began reciting. "They build forts on top of mountains, strong men guarding these forts. But there is no point, their power and greatness will soon disappear. In the end, they will die and fall into their graves. When they are buried, voices will call out, 'Now where are your palaces and crowns? Where are the castles and forts to protect you now?'" Everyone suddenly fell silent. Mutawakkil dropped his cup of wine and glass shattered all around him. His face turned pale and he was speechless. The power of Imam al-Hadi's words caused him and everyone around him to start sobbing. They were very upset and regretful over their actions. The Imam's truthful words caused everyone who were gathered there that night to become upset and regret their actions. You see, the Imam guided them by showing them what they were doing wrong. Mutawakkil returned the items to the Imam and allowed him to return to his home. From that night forward, everyone called the Imam Al-Hadi, which means the one who guides. As the Imam walked back to his house, the sun slowly began to peek out from the horizon and morning was soon approaching. In the distance, the palm trees seemed to bow out of respect for the Imam as he passed by.